Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Abby.
And I'm Amy.
And this is the AA meeting.
AA.
Whoa!
That was nice.
Is that actually good?
I didn't even mean to do that.
You know what you sound like? Have you seen the movie Daddy's Home?
Yeah.
You know when they're like the panda, the radio station, and then the dad, what's his name? Mark Wahlberg comes in and he like nails the... the little jingle for it. That's what you sounded like.
Oh my god, I thought you were gonna say, you know who you sound like? Beyonce. I know. It's a gift.
I know. We also look the same.
Yeah, we do.
So
hey, welcome back.
What's been happening? How are we all? It's been a crazy week for us.
Yes.
Yeah, got up to some mischief.
Still stuck inside.
Yep, so stick around if you want to hear a little bit of an update on that.
Mm-hmm.
Episode number 35.
Can you believe it?
We're really powering, like we're pounding them out. Like we're powering through them.
Yeah, I can't believe it. That's a pretty big number, 35.
Yeah.
Love that for us.
I know. Like soon we're going to be at 50.
That's crazy. 52 is a year. Right? But not quite, because I think we missed some.
Did some, but like 52 episodes. Yeah. I reckon 50 episodes, we should do something a little crazy.
Yeah, I agree.
Let us know, guys, what you want to see for number episode 50.
Hopefully by number episode 50, we've got our shit together. But maybe not.
So yes. You never know, you know? But yeah, let's do it.
Get straight into it.
Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Aww, do you remember that?
Yeah. Anyway. It's a singing episode today.
It really
That's
is.
That's the theme. Lovely. Anyway, shall we
roll the intro? You do. Soldier boy, I tell ya. I got a new dance for y'all. You. Ready? Your turn. Soldier boy, I've been it.
I'm crack that soldier boy, that Superman. Now,
you crack that soldier boy.
So, Abby, how was your week?
Week's been great.
That's what we like to hear.
Crazy, been partying it up.
Yeah.
In hot girl lockdown.
Hot girl lockdown. Hot lock.
Yep. So, lots been happening. Mm-hmm. What about you?
Much the same. So, what was supposed to be, like, what was it, a 1 week semi-lockdown stay-at-home order has now turned into almost a month of extreme stay-at-home orders.
Yeah.
We love that.
Yeah.
But we're thriving.
Yeah.
We really are. We're having a great time inside.
It's kind of going really quickly.
It has gone quite quick.
I was actually, like, I was on the phone to my parents this morning and... they were asking me about it. And so they announced 2 weeks first, then an extended week, and then now another 2 weeks. We're already halfway through that other two. So it's already been 4 weeks.
Yeah. Crazy. Doesn't feel like it.
No.
And like the sun's kind of been coming out. So like we've been like sitting out inside in the sun. It's actually been like a vacation.
Yeah. It's actually been kind of nice. I've actually kind of enjoyed it.
Yeah. Love that.
But what else happened this week that was really just the cherry on top of our amazing week?
Something really exciting,
sounds
guys.
Sounds like sarcastic, but like I'm being serious.
No, this was genuinely a big moment for us. We were number 26 for all comedy podcasts in Australia on the Spotify charts this week.
Round of applause.
Love that for us. And number 104 out of all podcasts.
The next day was 103. So we're claiming that.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And it's not just like... podcasts in Australia, it's like all podcasts that are being listened to in Australia.
Yeah.
So like that's full on. And I remember
that's
like
wild.
A few months ago we were like, we were number 92, that's the coolest thing ever. Top 100.
Just for one day.
Yeah.
No, we're 26.
We were 26. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
So can you guys, like, just keep it up.
Yeah,
keep spreading
please.
The word about the AA meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we're very grateful that our listeners and watchers are, like, very loyal, yeah. I feel.
Yeah. Good group of people.
Yeah, I feel like they listen each week and, you know, we love talking to you guys, like, throughout Instagram DMs and stuff through the AA meeting account. And you guys are just really cool people.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
We
so
also
got some good besties.
Oh, sorry.
No,
you're right. We also nearly have hit a million, I was going to say a million likes, a million views on one of our TikToks.
Yes.
I think it's going to happen.
This is kind of cringe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's not, but yes, it is. We wrote a goals list for the AA meeting at the start of 2021.
Mm.
And was our goal 1 million or was it 5? Did we go ham with the 5 million?
I think we said 5. Like, I think we really aimed high.
So we still need 4 million views on that TikTok to reach our goal.
But, yeah, it's nearly hit a million. Yeah. That's our first TikTok little.
We hit 1,000 we hit 1,000 subscribers on YouTube.
Yes, also very exciting.
Gosh, we're just moving up in the world, aren't we?
Who would have thought? Goals. Very exciting. Thanks, guys. That's all you. We're not really doing anything.
Yeah, it's all you guys. So thank you so much. We love you. And I'm pointing at you. We love you.
Specifically the person listening / watching right now.
Yes,
hello, how are you?
Speaking of TikTok, mm-hmm. on TikTok this past week, there's been this guy
mm-hmm.
and he has guessed the New South Wales COVID cases each day, like the day before they're released, and has got them correct 4 days in a row.
Okay, I wanted to ask you about this because I've seen like bits about it on the news and whatever. What's the story? How's he doing it?
So... Well, no one, technically, like, we don't know, but he guessed it, like, he guesses it the night before, and then the numbers get released at 11 a.m. the next day. And so, yeah, he basically makes a TikTok of him kind of taking the piss with all these numbers on a whiteboard, and he's, like, he, like, moves, he, like, rubs out a number and writes a number and then does, like, to the power of 2 and then, like, a divide, like, and all, just does all these random mathematical symbols that don't make sense in correlation with each other. And then is like, all right, Gladys, here's the case, and then writes the numbers. Like,
and
the
he's been getting it right.
And he's gotten it right for the past 4 days in a row. Anyway, obviously this has gone viral. He was on the news on, like, 3 different news channels, like, interviewing him, being like, how do you do it, blah, blah, blah. And each person he's talked to, he's, like, given a different story, like, obviously taking the piss.
Yeah.
And he was like, I can't remember what he said, but one of them was like, I have like 10 siblings and we all sit there and we're all studying all this stuff. And then another one was about like, I went to one of the greatest like colleges and blah, blah, all this stuff. Anyway, so he's taking the piss, but people think that there's just like, it's just been leaked, the numbers. Like there's a rat like snitching and telling him the numbers. But today was the first day that he got it incorrect. So... what they think has happened is that Gladys's team has released the numbers to who they would normally release before the public. And then someone, whoever the snitch is, has like snitched it to him or like, you know, ratted it out to him. And then he's posted the TikTok last night. But in his TikTok, he was like, he goes, I'm not allowed to say it. And so his friend came in and said the cases. And then he goes, see, I didn't say it. So maybe he's even up for like a lawsuit for like, releasing government information or something like that. So, but he didn't say it technically.
Yeah, right.
But he got it wrong. Mm. Yeah, I think that the informant has told him the wrong number. And so then that means that Gladys' team will be able to find out who's the rat, who's the mole.
Bit of tea.
I know.
In Parliament. Love that.
Crazy.
Wow, that is fun.
And so because of this, we've been inspired.
We have been, yes.
And now... we have this little whiteboard up for the house and we all write like what we're doing each week. The past couple of weeks, it has been pretty blank.
Yes.
But we like write just random stuff or draw things or whatever. Anyway, we now have a competition going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Guess the cases.
Yeah. So each day, all three of us, Abby, Yaz and I, guess what we think the case number is going to be that day. Who won today?
Yasmin won. She was one number off.
Yeah.
Well, and then I reckon like the loser or like the winner or something, like we should do a prize thing.
Yeah, true.
Oh, no, not you, Siri. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's been fun. Something to keep us entertained.
Yes.
Very good, very good. In other pandemic news. Mm. This is something, a funny news story I wanted to share from the week. I actually heard this from my boyfriend's dad, but I like double checked. It's like on the news and stuff. This is about to blow your mind. So
hit me with it. I'm ready.
Obviously, every country is doing what they think is right to combat the pandemic, right? I'm sure even Gladys, like all of her movements have been based on what she thinks is best for us, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone's doing that. In Korea, I think it's South Korea, I'm pretty sure, they've just come out with a whole list of new restrictions for the South Korean people. So
how are they doing with it?
Apparently not very
like
well.
I feel like you don't hear anything anymore about the other countries.
Yeah. No, I know, because everyone's just dealing with their own backyard.
Exactly.
But apparently, yeah, their cases have been pretty much continuously on the rise. So they've come up with a whole lot of new restrictions. Gyms are still open in South Korea, but they've come out with a rule that gyms are not allowed to play music above 120 BPM. Because fast music makes people run faster and puff more, and therefore it's easier for them to spread their saliva when they spit or whatever. That's dead set.
Wait, so can you wear your own earphones?
I believe so, but you can't be listening to fast music.
How can they?
I don't know.
What? That's ridiculous.
Isn't it?
That's ridiculous. Actually, I saw in Australia, I saw it on TikTok, and it was from like the news person, and the press were asking them questions, and they were like, so does the bride and groom have to wear a mask when they're walking down the aisle? It's just like this stuff like would never have come up before anyway. And he was like, so they're just making shit up, like trying to, because, you know, there's no guidebook on like the rules. And he literally was like, if the ceremony's inside, then yes.
Well, they can't like sit down every time things get bad and go, okay, let's go through every single situation.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, anyway, I just thought that was really funny. That's ridiculous. Not allowed to listen to fast music because it increases your chances of spreading.
England's opening up.
I've heard about this.
Very soon. No restrictions. And they're still getting like 50,000 cases a day.
A lot of countries are doing that apparently, just kind of being like, look.
Yeah, we're just going to deal with it like the common flu.
Yeah. And I mean, like, because people are allowed to get vaccinated if they want to. And so they're kind of just like, well, whatever.
Well, they're doing that in the US, but like literally like so many, millions of people are vaccinated in the US.
Yeah.
And they don't have a problem with being vaccinated.
Yeah. Crazy stuff.
Anyway, enough about
the vid.
Yeah.
Oh no, we are still talking about COVID. Scratch that. Continuing with the pandemic talk. Well, not really
the vid,
lockdown talk. What are the, we want to talk about the kinds of people in lockdown.
There's really only two.
So what's the first one, Abby?
The first one is like, I'm going to wake up before the sun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do my morning run.
Seize
I'm
going to
go get my coffee from the coffee shop in Bondi.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to then go on a walk with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to reply to all my emails. I'm going to... Can you help me out here?
Make bread and work out. And
I'm gonna make my own coffee beans.
Yeah,
like I'm growing them.
Yeah,
yeah. All before the sun rises.
Yeah,
yeah.
What's the other kind of person?
They're like, I just woke up.
Sleep until 2. Oh crap, it's dinner time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll go to bed and do it all again tomorrow, I guess. Tough day in lockdown.
Okay. Now here's a question: which one do you think you are?
I've been a bit of both. I've been trying really hard to, not at 5 a.m, not before the sunrise, but I've been setting my alarm at 7:30 every day. But see, I'm only productive for like an hour, and then I just sit around and become the second person for the rest of the day.
And just wait for the day to go by.
Yeah, there's been a few times where I've been like, I never realized how long the day is.
Mm.
Like, and I've been getting a lot done, but I sit there and I go, okay, well, I'm kind of ready for bed, but oh crap, it's 6:30. I fully went to go to bed the other day when you walked into my room and I was in the dark watching a TV show.
Yeah.
I was going to go to sleep at 6 o'clock and I was like, Amy, you can't go to sleep at 6 o'clock. You've got to make yourself watch something else. Which one are you, Abby?
I'd like to be like the health goddess, but I'm the one who wakes up at like 2.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, You know what? It's actually okay because it makes the days go
faster. Yeah.
Because I literally wake up and I'm like, oh, okay. And I'll like work out or something. And then by the time I'm ready to eat, it's dinner time.
Mm.
And so then I have breakfast, lunch, dinner and dessert all in one. Mm-hmm. And then I'm in a food coma and then I just go to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nice way to live, really.
Yeah.
Let us know which one you are.
Yes.
If you're out baking bread and stuff, please just how? Like, why? If you're the kind of person that's out walking with your friends and doing the wrong thing, then we don't like you and we don't want you around here.
Exactly.
But if you really are making the most of your lockdown time, can you please just drop some hints? Because I don't understand how you can be that productive every day.
Or, like, even can some people, like, send us some things to do?
Oh, yeah, please. I wrote a big list when we first went into lockdown of things I wanted to get done. And I think I have about 2 things left and I've been putting them off. But, like, I'm running out of stuff to do.
I want fun things. Like, you know how we did the cocktail night and things like that. I want stuff like that that involves drinking.
Yeah, okay. So alcohol activities. Yeah. Yeah, true. Yeah, I need something else to look forward to, like that cocktail day.
Yeah. Well, we have Splendor next weekend.
True. Oh, my goodness. Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
So Splendor came out with they're doing Splendor XR. Splendor's a music festival here in Australia that we usually go to every year, but obviously the pandemic has really gotten in the way.
So it's a virtual reality or like a virtual festival.
And I don't really know how they're going to do it yet, but apparently – so we've like bought a ticket and it was only like $30 or something.
For a two-day pass?
Yeah. And it's all online and they have like artists playing and stuff, and I guess you can like choose which stage you're going to and like the artist will be playing at that stage. And that's like the festival this year. They've got another thing planned at the end of the year, but I don't know if it's going to go ahead. And we were going to have a party.
Yeah, we had a full party planned, but obviously we can't do that. Actually, we need to tell them we can't do it.
We haven't said anything about it, but I'm sure they know that we're not hosting a party. But yeah, so the three of us are just going to do it ourselves.
Yeah, well, we're still having a party, just no one else is invited. It's just the three of us.
It'll still be fun.
So we'll have a big story next week then, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's this Saturday and Sunday, full music festival weekend.
Yeah.
And we've got to dress up and stuff.
Yeah. Yes, obviously we can't have the party anymore, but I think it'll still be fun with the three of us.
Oh, for sure. Things boys wear on a night out and what it says about them.
Okay.
So the things boys wear part was sent in by Josh.
Hi, Josh.
And we added in the little spice of what it means.
Yeah, and the night out part.
Yeah, and the night out part, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we've talked about boys' bedrooms and what they mean. Yes. Is there any other? Maybe not.
I don't know.
We've talked about boys.
We talked about boys and we talked about girls. Yeah. So,
and so now we're doing more of that. So, okay.
So you go out.
Yeah.
You're on a night out. Mm-hmm. You hit the town.
Okay.
You walk into a bar
mm-hmm.
or a club. Let's do bar.
Okay.
You look to your left. What kind of boy do you see?
First, I'm seeing the boys from the area.
Yeah.
Probably
wearing Adidas.
Yeah. Or like Tommy Hilfiger or something.
Or Adidas or whatever you call it.
They always have like, it's all black and white. And then there's red, bright red shoes.
Yeah. And a bum bag. Maybe the bum bag's red as well to like sandwich in the colors.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. So.
And what are they drinking?
I feel like they all drink like vodka raspberry. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like they drink vodka raspberries. And if you ask them what they're drinking, they'll tell you it's like a rum and coke.
Yeah.
But it's really a vodka raspberry.
Agreed.
Agreed.
What's the next one? You look to your right. Who's that over there?
That, my friend, is a trust fund baby.
Sloppo is famous for the trust fund babies. That's all you see.
Well, the eastern suburbs babies, you know. They've got their sweater on, or if it's a bit hot, the sweater's like tied around
their
neck.
It's
on their shoulders and like tied around the front of their neck. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're wearing like Dickies, like those pants. They're probably wearing what? They're wearing like those boat shoes.
Yeah, boat shoes. Boat shoes. Agreed.
So what do they drink?
If they are drinking, mm-hmm. if that's how they're getting their go-go juice for the night, I feel like they're a Voddy Red Bull.
Yeah, because Voddy Red Bull makes your heart go boom, boom.
Yeah, or because they've got cash to burn, a cheeky espresso teeny.
Yeah. They'll probably have a tab as well. Like and they'll just put everything on the tab.
Yeah, you know, agreed.
On dad's
espresso
card.
Teenies roll around.
Yeah, exactly. You move to the dance floor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right? You're carving it up.
Yeah.
Oopsies. Elbow someone in the face. Turn around. Who are they?
They're the...
You're like, They are gonna punch me. Yeah,
they're probably very angry at me. There's always that group of boys who didn't check the weather before they left the house.
Don't quite know what Sydney weather is capable of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if it's really cold outside, they're wearing, like, I don't know, shorts. Are you allowed to wear shorts in bars?
Surely. Otherwise, that's a very hot time.
Yeah. But I feel like I never see boys in shorts.
Don't they wear the chino ones or like the denim?
Oh, yeah. I have seen that. Okay, yeah. So if it's really cold, they're wearing shorts and a t-shirt. If it's really hot outside, this happens in, used to happen in slop all the time.
Yeah.
They'd be in like jeans and a jacket or like
in the middle of summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are they drinking?
Oh, they're just, I feel like, no, I'm not going to say that. That's kind of mean. I was going to say, I feel like they don't have much money. And that's kind of mean. I feel like they're just on the schooners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they can't plan their outfit, probably they probably don't have time to plan a good drink. You know what I mean?
But I don't even feel like they're drinking like a Corona or a, like they're drinking like the house beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. House special. Beer.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah.
Okay. You've just elbowed him in the face. You go, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Okay. I'm very drunk. I need to go to the bathroom and get myself organized. You're walking to the bathroom. You pass a group of lads to your right. Who are they?
Who are they? They are the basic white boy bitches.
Okay. What are they wearing?
Well, you know how there's the basic white girls, bitches, yes. Like basic bitch.
I'm very familiar with them.
Yeah. I see that every day when I look in the mirror. And then when I come out and look at YouTube. I'm
kidding. They're everywhere.
No. So these are just the basic white boys. You know, we talk about them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They wear the RM Williams.
Yeah.
Love a boy in R.M. Williams shoes.
Uh-huh.
They wear chinos. They wear the Ralph Lauren polo.
Uh-huh.
You know, just like the classic, I feel like, Aussie boy.
Mm-hmm. I feel like they drink like CC and dry.
Yes.
Because they want to seem, but they don't want to drink beer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they don't want to drink beer, but they also don't want to drink tequila sunrise or something. Yeah. So they're like, I'll have a CC.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's a respectable drink, a CC.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like a CC.
Yeah.
And I'm respectable.
Okay. If you say so yourself. But yeah, I know. But I also feel like they are obviously the male versions of us. So they're the ones who like don't give a shit dancing. They're the ones who will just like yell and stuff as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Agreed.
Yeah.
Okay, there's one more.
Okay, you've done your business in the bathroom.
Yeah.
You've had a fat chat. You've had a pep talk to the chick who's crying in stall number two. Yes,
you have.
Yeah. About the basic bitch boy.
Yes.
You come out.
Mm-hmm.
You wonder where all your friends are.
Mm-hmm.
Idea in your head. Bloody hell, they're in the smokers area. You run out to the smokers area. Can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Look to your right. Who do you see?
There's a pack of them.
Yeah, wolf pack.
I'd like to call them Mr. Trying to Steal Your Girl.
Uh-huh.
The boys that wear, like, strictly designer brands. They've got, like, the Balenciaga t-shirt on.
When Gucci was really big, the black t-shirt with the Gucci logo.
Yeah. And those, like, fugly chunky shoes, the designer ones. And, like,
I feel like they wear the Fila dino stompers.
Yeah, all that. Like, they've got all expensive brands on, feel but like all name brands on, trying to flex, trying to look like
they all have like they have those really intense fade haircuts, where they're literally bald on from like their ears down,
There's always at least 20 of them,
yeah,
together. They all know each other, like it's a pack of them,
yeah.
What do they drink?
I feel like they've just got the money to burn, so they're drinking anything sweet cocktails.
Yeah, cocktails.
I feel like they drink like passion fruit cocktails or like the like Sex on the Beach, like those kind of cocktails.
Yeah, yeah, and they drink that so that they can go up to a girl and be like, "Oh, look, I'm drinking this pina colada. Do you want one?
Do you want one as well?
I'll go buy you one, love." Yeah. Yeah.
And they drink iced teas as well, I reckon.
Oh, Long Island iced teas. That's it. Yeah.
Long Island iced teas.
Yeah, because they're the cocktails with the most different kinds of alcohol in them.
Mm.
So pro tip for everyone, if you'd like a cocktail, but you're trying to be smart with your money, get a Long Island iced tea. It tastes like crap, but it will
I thought you were going to say, go to the pack of 50 boys.
Or all that. I mean, it's really, choose your journey. You know what I mean? It's
up to you. Each their own. But yeah.
I'm sure we're missing some. But
I'm
like,
sure we are.
We're also missing, like, in Newtown, there's all, like, the artsy boys and their docs and, like,
true.
Whatever. But, yeah. Yeah, whatever. That's no fun.
What about Old Maid in a Fedora?
Ryan from High School Musical. Mr. Bop to the Top.
Wrong one. Ryan Evans.
Ryan Evans. Yeah. That's his name.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's really, there's just a mixed bunch.
Yeah, it's just never ending. Turtleneck boy.
Turtleneck boy.
Yeah.
And I feel like we can't sit here and go, yeah, that's about it. Because the boys' bedroom TikTok, we said, yeah, I think that's about it. And about a million people commented being like, well, what am I? Because I have this and this and this and this.
Yeah, they're like, what about the gamer boy? I didn't know the gaming community would be so upset with us that we left them out.
Yeah.
But I thought the LED boy was kind of...
Yeah. And a lot of them, like, there were people stitching it and whatever. And, like, their LED lights were, like, their light-up keyboards and crap.
Yeah.
So you fit in somewhere, okay? Whatever.
Those are the boys that we want to talk about.
Yes. I know that there are others.
Yeah.
We hear you.
Yeah. We hear your cries.
But if we talked about everyone, we'd be here all day.
Exactly.
And it wouldn't be entertaining.
And we're not here to talk about everyone else. We're here to talk about ourselves. Exactly. So stop being selfish and let us talk about ourselves.
Exactly. Okay.
Cool. So.
Next. Abby wanted to talk about something.
We're really bad with our segues.
I know. But how do you
put that on a t-shirt.
Put that on a t-shirt.
We're going to bring that back.
How do you segue, though, from boys on a night out to going on a trip with someone? I suppose I just did it, so you're welcome.
Okay.
You can take it away.
So I feel like going on a trip with someone is a really so going on a trip early with someone, whether it's a friend or a potential love interest,
okay,
or anything like that, is a really good way to figure out the, do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. My mum has said to me before, if you can travel with someone, you know that, like,
they're
it's going to work.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, I agree.
Because I feel like you see them in a whole different light.
Yeah.
Okay, not just the best version of them when you go out to get a coffee or whatever. Mm-hmm. No, you're seeing them, like, first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they're grumpy. Or, like, you're seeing them when they haven't eaten and they're hangry, you know? You're seeing them in all these different kinds of lights, and it's really easy to also, like, fight. Like, I feel like I've had friendships end on school camp.
Oh, yes.
You know, when you're with them for a week straight.
Yeah.
And you're like, I can't deal with, I don't even know who you are anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's because you're literally with them for 24 hours a day for several days in a row.
Yeah.
Like, it's different to even, like, if it's been going on for a while and you've, like, had a sleepover. Like, it's not, that's still, like, only a short amount of time, you know that it's going to end, you know? Whereas, like, a week together straight and you're somewhere else, so you can't, like, go speak to one of your friends.
Yeah, or, you can't escape it.
No, you're with them the whole time. I agree.
Yeah. So if you want to see if you just want to fast track and see if things are going to work out in this new friendship or this new, like, relationship, go on a trip with them.
Yeah, yeah. Agreed. Because then also you'll find out if they're, like, really messy or they're, like, you know.
True.
That's when you find out the juicy information.
Have you ever had anything happen on a trip? Even with friends?
Like the school camp thing, probably. I feel like I've probably had arguments with people in school camp when I was like 9.
I reckon every school camp I went on, a friendship ended.
Okay, well, that's, I don't know.
Or there was just, like, a really big fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to think, even, like, when we've gone to Splendor and stuff, we haven't.
Yeah, but that's because we live together.
Yeah, true. But, like, the only people I've really ever gone away with is, like, you guys or.
True, or your family.
Yeah. So, no. I don't think so.
Well, you're boring.
Maybe I'm just easy to get along with.
I'm going to go with boring.
Okay, that's fine.
Anyway, yeah.
That's a good observation you've made, Abby.
Thank you.
I agree.
Sometimes the wheels are turning in my head.
Bra is out again.
Stop getting your tits out. I know we need the views.
I'm so sorry.
We've been doing some advice things.
I love this, yes.
And a lot of you have been sending through advice.
Mm-hmm.
And We can't talk about all of them on the podcast, unfortunately. Otherwise, we'll be here for years. So I've tried to get back to as many of you as I can. But this one I thought would be, like, actually good to talk about on the podcast.
Okay.
So this girl, we're going to keep her anonymous. She messaged us and she said, "Hi, I'm currently in year 12 and looking at where to go for uni next year. I live in a small country town and I'm thinking of moving to Melbourne, but I'm kind of scared and I don't have any friends or family up there, so I'm not sure what to do. What was it like when you moved away from home and any advice? Thanks."
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. So first of all, thanks for sending that in. Second of all, you're asking the girls who didn't go to uni.
Yeah, true. But we moved to study though.
Yeah. But she's like, what uni should I go to?
Oh, yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't know what that means.
I'm not sure about that one. But as for, like, moving somewhere, because did you know anyone when you moved to Sydney?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, I have, like, family friends, but, like, I wasn't going to study with them or live with them.
Yeah. I think it's, like, we both say this, the best decision I ever made is moving.
Do it. As for the unis, no idea where you should go. But Melbourne's really, really cool.
Yeah.
My sister lives there and has lived there for years, and I have a lot of family there, and you have family near Melbourne as well. And it's very, I'd say, like, very cultural.
Yeah.
Like, it's very artsy and, like, yeah, very cultural, and there's just a wide variety of, like, different people and everything. I think it's a really cool city to live in.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, it's tough and it's not going to be easy and you can't expect it to be easy. Someone said to me before I moved, if you can get through the first 3 months, then you'll be fine. And it's true. Like, it takes you about 3 months to transition, I think, especially if you're going from a small town to the big city. But I think a big city is a really great place to live while you're young.
Agreed.
And I always say, like, Sydney's a really great place to live while you're young. I don't think that I could raise a family here or whatever. But for right now, like, it's a really great place to be while you're still, like, working your life out. So just do it. And you will find friends, especially if you're going to uni. You're going to meet people at uni. Mm-hmm. Like, wherever you're working, you're going to meet people. I didn't know. Oh, I knew one person that I moved with, but then she moved back pretty much straight away. And then I had one family friend who I'd actually only met once in my entire life.
Yeah.
And that was it. And, like, you figure it out, you know. And so, honestly, like, I think it's the best decision you could make. Obviously, it's not for everyone.
Yeah, it's different for everyone. But, you know, like, I was just thinking when you were saying that, what's the worst thing that's going to happen?
Exactly.
Is that you don't like it and then maybe you move back home.
Yeah,
you
know? Fine.
That's, just do it.
Yeah.
Just Nike that shit.
Yeah. And I think moving out while you're young is really great too. Like, I think I would be a completely different person if I hadn't moved out young. You know what I mean?
Yeah, me too.
So just do it.
Yeah. And then it's cool because then you have your new friends in a new city and your own life. Mm-hmm. And then on holidays, you go back home, which is what you and I do. You would go back home to your parents and your hometown, and you have all your old friends there that you get to see, and you have your family and stuff. It's like you live a double life. You're just, like, Hannah Montana-ing that shit.
Yeah. And if you're moving for uni, there's going to be so many other people who are in exactly the same boat as you.
Exactly.
And so it's not like you're going to feel like you're alone and you're doing it by yourself, because there are so many other people going through exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
So just do it.
And I've heard that first year uni is just one big bender
party. Yeah, I have heard that too. Even so, if you're not into it, it'll change you, apparently. Yeah. So I know people who were, like, so square at school and, like, never went to parties and whatever.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And then went to uni and, like, stayed on campus and now are loose units.
Yeah,
love that for them.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, that's our advice. Just do it.
Yeah.
Sorry if you wanted something more complex, but there it is.
Okay, moving on.
Sticky
dates
minus
the
pudding
chocolate.
Oh, okay.
Pudding. So we always talk about experiences that we've had.
Yes.
You know? And a lot of them are either embarrassing or just
hilarious.
True, that's a given, but or just, like, so ridiculous, you know? So this is a segment where we open the floor up to you guys.
Yes.
So you guys send in your sticky date situations, whatever, and we read them out and laugh either at you or with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the whole thing.
Yeah. So
it's not complicated.
Okay, so this girl's anonymous. Basically, I'm going to paraphrase it. Is that the correct word?
Correct.
Because My girl is a storyteller and it does go on forever and we will be sitting here for a while. So I'm just going to try and say it as quickly as I can in my own words.
Okay.
So basically she was 17. She met this guy. They clicked straight away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They've been, you know, going back and forth for a couple of months. And they were really into like musicals and stuff. And so he played the guitar and he would like write songs about her.
This is
and
some
stuff
high
like
school
that.
Musical shit.
Right.
Shots.
Olivia Rodrigo and Joshua Bassett, who? Anyway, so then he asked if like they could be in a band together and she was like, why not? Anyway, so they started talking more. And then sadly, her nan got cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like supportive of her and like, you know, was trying to help her through the time. Anyway, unfortunately she passed and then this girl like poured her whole heart out to him, about it all, you know, like opening up. And then he replied, this is on text, and he replied being like, I don't think we should see each other anymore. And then she was like distraught. She was like, what the hell? Anyway, out of nowhere, he, like, buys a ring.
What?
And asks to speak to her dad.
What?
Anyway, obviously her dad was, like, protective, being like, what the fuck?
Because they're 17, right?
Well, she's 17. I don't know how old he is. Okay. I assume around the same age. Anyway, everyone was very confused about the whole situation.
Yes, they should be.
And then there was a few more months of talking and getting to know each other. And then she started to fall for him and, like, he wrote more songs about her. And then one week it just, like, flipped and turned to shit. And he invited her to, like, meet all of his friends and then, like, ignored her the whole time. And he would, like, make Spotify playlists of, like, songs that remind him of her and like send them to her and all this stuff. Anyway, so he's very like,
yeah,
both ends of the seesaw is like, yeah, you know. And then yeah, he ignored her when he was with the friends. And then the next day she was like, what the hell did I do? She like messaged him and he was like, let's just be friends, I need to grow, blah blah blah. And then fuck, that's
so homeboy was gonna propose,
I think so. Anyway, then pretty much what's happened after this is like she wants to talk to him on the phone and he keeps saying no. And then he keeps getting his dad to call her dad and to hash it out.
As if they're in year two playing a sleepover.
Yeah, and this chick's dad is like to her, why am I getting phone calls? Like, I don't want to be involved in this. Like, your son needs to talk to my daughter.
Yeah.
And then the other dad just keeps, like, they literally, like, the dads are talking about the relationship.
That's weird.
And the chick's like, what the hell? This is, like, supposed to be my relationship. Anyway, that's pretty much what happened. And so, like, I feel like this boy was, like, bipolar. Like, he just doesn't understand, like, what was going on.
But, okay, so where are they at right now?
I'm pretty sure she ended up calling him and being like, what the fuck? And then him being like, yeah, this is what happening, but, like, it's not my fault or anything like that. And then she was like, whatever, I'm just done with it.
Okay, well, good, as she should.
Yeah.
I think he obviously just doesn't know what he wants.
That's what I said to her as well.
But it's like, very bold to buy the ring and whatever if you don't know what you want.
But then getting his dad to...
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Why are your parents involved in your relationship?
It's very strange. I think, yeah, you dodged a bullet. Good, get out of there.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got some issues, I think. And also, she was in a moment of need and he was like, I don't think we should see each other anymore.
Mm. But then would write songs and then send her playlists. Like, yeah. It's just so, he was just very, didn't know what he wanted.
Yeah, he's confused.
Yeah. Okay, so this one, I'm going to keep it anonymous, even though I don't know if she asked or not. Normally I just name and shame you, but I think for this story I might keep it anonymous.
Okay.
So this is another long one that I'm going to try and wrap up in my own words.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. She goes to this camp like every single year on the school holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And so is this other guy. He's mm-hmm. been going to this camp. There's like a bunch of them. And anyway, she used to like him, but then there were some comments and she was like, oh, maybe not anymore. Anyway, apparently he really liked her. And his way of asking her out was at the camp, there was like a talent quest kind of a thing.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And so he submitted to be in the competition.
Yeah.
And he gets up on stage and waits for everyone to be quiet and then asks her to be his girlfriend.
That's some camp rock shit,
and
right?
She
there.
Says no.
Oh!
In front of everyone.
It's a power move.
Yeah.
Oh no.
And that was his whole act, was asking her out.
What, so then he just walked off stage?
Yeah.
Oh no.
And she said that he's never been back at the camp since.
Oh, well, you broke his poor little heart.
Your dad's calling.
My dad?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
What are you doing?
Are you driving?
No, we're filming the podcast.
Oh,
yeah. Do you want to say hi to everyone?
Yeah. Oh, hi, everyone.
Okay, this next one is from M.
Hi, M.
And I'm going to paraphrase it again.
Did she say that she wants to be named and shamed? Or
yeah,
just...
she did.
Okay, cool.
So, basically, she was dating this boy for a couple months. They had formal, so I assume they're in high school. And they went to different after parties afterwards because she didn't want to go to his one, he didn't want to go to hers, whatever. Anyway. Oh, his name's Will.
Will, if you're out there, you've dated an M and you obviously did her wrong.
Willie!
We're about to expose you to the
Willy
whole
Wonka, we're exposing your chocolate factory. So, yeah, they're at different parties partying it up. Anyway, she wasn't on her phone because she was with her friends and she was at formal
and
whatever.
Having a good time.
Anyway, he called her screaming at her. He's just like, ah!
Why is that so funny?
It's because I looked at you when I screamed.
Yeah, you made direct eye contact.
Anyway, no, he was screaming at her.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this happened for like half an hour and she was like, what the frick? Anyway, she hung up, put her phone inside because she wanted to hang out with her friends. Then later he was like accusing her of drinking too much and having too much fun and all this shit. Anyway, like abusing her, calling her again. And then she got picked up like early in the morning, like 2 a.m. or something like that. And everything went back to normal and he didn't even remember anything that had happened over the last couple of hours. And then the next day she had Santa photos with his entire family. And the day after was our anniversary that he didn't show up to.
Are they still together?
I said, did you break it off? Blah, blah, blah. And then she said, I ended it with him 3 months later.
That's all right. Everyone does things at their own pace.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that you ended it because that is the definition of a toxic relationship right there.
I just think it's funny how the next day she had Santa photos.
Yeah.
They would have all been sitting there like, and he's in the corner like, ah!
But he didn't even remember it. That's what makes it even worse, I reckon.
I reckon he was probably embarrassed and he didn't want to, like, admit to doing it. So he would have just blamed it. You know how, like, you forget things when you're drunk, but then also, like, you block things out because you don't want to remember them.
Yeah.
I reckon that's happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, next one is from... She didn't ask to be anonymous, so it's from Sophie.
Hey, Sophie. That's right. Sophie's a pretty common name, so even if she doesn't want to be named.
Yeah, exactly. And she's active now.
Hi, Sophie.
Anyway, so she met this guy at work and they ended up dating for around 5 months. However, she wasn't really feeling it. She had a lot of stuff going on. And she asked him for some space and he didn't take that too well. No, he did not.
Uh-huh.
Next day, he starts frantically texting her, calling her, and she's going to school and they go to different schools. And anyway, he started texting her friends being like, what's up with Sophie, you know? And she was like, what the freak, stop bothering all my friends, like, we'll just talk later after school. Anyway, that night she broke up with him on the phone and he cried the whole time. Then she wrote lol soz. And then the next day she goes into work and her manager was excited because her manager found out that they were dating.
Oh, no.
And so then the manager didn't know that they literally just broke up. Next thing she knows, that he walks in the door and they have to work together because the manager's rostered them together because she thought they were dating. That'd be cute.
Oh, no.
Anyway, they didn't speak a word to each other. Then, this was on like the Monday or something. Then on the Thursday, she wakes up to, no joke, 500 texts, including TikToks and Taylor Swift quotes.
What?
As well as screenshots from our past conversations, basically saying that he loved me and I was the one and I was too sick for him. Like, what the fuck? I'm not dying. He sent her Taylor Swift quotes.
That's a true man.
He's like, right there. I knew you were trouble when you walked in. And now I'm lying on the cold, hard ground. Will's like, ah!
He's like, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22.
God. Like, yeah, so that's pretty much it.
I'm still getting a chance. He's like, she wears high heels, I wear sneakers.
Oh, God.
That's okay. So funny. That's okay, hilarious. Well, he's clingy, Sophie, so good thing you dropped him. That's kind of what we say to all of these. We're like, yeah, well, good that you got out of it, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for entertaining us. All right, to close the show, I've been waiting for this one. I'm so excited.
Turn it up.
So, I'm going to read it.
Okay.
And I'm going to keep it anonymous just in case.
Okay.
So, she goes, I have a bit of a problem. Ha ha ha. So this is like recent. Like this has happened last Monday, I think it is.
Okay, very fresh. All right. Yeah. Laid on me.
So I have a bit of a problem. Anyway, my boyfriend cheated on me.
Okay.
About a week ago. And did it with one of his friends that he's been friends with since primary school.
Okay.
But he came home to her and acted like nothing had happened. The reason she found out that he'd cheated on her is that we went to have and there was lip gloss on his and he acted like it was mine, but I don't wear a lip gloss. And she doesn't wear makeup.
So he hadn't even had a shower. That's grotty. It's really nasty. Okay.
Lip gloss. Yeah. Someone's...
Okay. That's grubby.
I thought you would laugh at that.
No, because I feel bad for her. I'm so sorry.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Anyway, she like left him and his best friend hit her up.
Okay. All right.
So she went to his best friend's place and, you know, they had a great night together. And now her problem is that she feels really bad and she kind of has a crush on the friend.
Oh, no.
But her ex wants to get back together with her, right?
Does the ex know about the friend?
Okay. The friend said that, I'll tell you in a sec, the friend said that he likes her, and he can't do anything about it and was wondering like, she was wondering what we thought on the situation. And if we had ever been in a similar experience. Anyway, I was like, what the fuck? Oh my God, that's hilarious, but also so sad. I was like, you have to give us like updates. And she goes, okay, I'm meeting up with my ex on Sunday. So yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah. Basically, because I said to her, I messaged her and I was like, my advice would be like, ditch the ex. And if you like the friend, like, you know, go for it. But like, tell the ex because obviously you don't want that just coming up from someone else. And then, so she went and saw the ex yesterday for a coffee, and definitely didn't go the way that she planned. Apparently he like blew up and they argued like back and forth. And the plan was that she was gonna have coffee with the ex, tell him the ex was gonna take it. Then the best friend was gonna walk into the cafe, like half an hour later. And then they would tell the ex that they're now together.
Yikes.
So but the conversation didn't go as planned.
Yeah.
So he blew up and they were fighting and she was trying to tell the friend, don't come, but he wasn't getting the messages. So then he just rocks up.
Oh no.
I know.
Did they have a brawl?
And then, no, I wish they did. That would have been funny in the cafe. Anyway, so, yeah, they told the ex that they want to be happily together and all this stuff. And the ex was just like, what the fuck? Like, no, like, I don't want to be friends with him anymore. And then they just left. And then the girl that her ex cheated on with called this girl and apologized, being like, I'm really sorry. Like, he told me that you guys were broken up and that, like, blah, blah, blah. And she'd been seeing him for a month.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Anyway,
that's terrible.
Yeah. Okay. So he's a douche, and thank God he's out of the picture.
Yeah.
And now she's gonna see his friend. And his friend, I was like, oh, does the friend care that, like, he doesn't want to be, they're not gonna be friends anymore, like the ex and the new guy? And she said that her new guy said that if the ex was acting the way he was, like, he doesn't really want to be friends with him anyway.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Okay, good egg. Okay, because I was going to say, before we found out all this extra horrible information, because, like, if you were in a situation where you broke up with someone and started seeing their friend, my advice to you would be, unless you're pretty sure that they're, like, the one and it's really going to go for a long time, then, like, you're setting yourself up for a lot of, like, unnecessary issues. Like, if they're still gonna be friends, you're gonna have to see him all the time, and, like, that's just a whole mess. Like, I don't know if it would be smart to put yourself in that situation, but she already has, so and it seems to be like, okay, like, obviously, I don't know, if he's not gonna be friends with the guy over this, then, like, they probably weren't that close to begin with, so I think
exactly
fine. And also, your ex is an idiot and we hate him.
Wow,
that is mental. I'm so sorry. That breaks my heart. I can't imagine going through something, like, you know.
Yeah. But still, okay, guys, nothing tops the one from last week.
The
AFL kinky dude. So if anyone has, like, let's do a pyramid kind of a thing.
Ooh, okay.
You know, like a dance
moms. BDSM AFL player is Maddie.
Yeah. And on the top of the pyramid. And on the top of the pyramid, Maddie. Oh, I mean AFL kinky BDSM dude. So if you guys want to beat that sticky date, let's make a full competition.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you guys want it, if anyone can beat that. Like, I love hearing about you guys' terrible situation. I don't love it. But I love hearing about the situations and stuff. But I want to hear about one really crazy bad thing that happened.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's pretty intense. There was the crap in the pop in the prop toilet.
Yes, I want to hear about that. Our friend Kirby, who third wheeled
to church,
a date at church.
Yeah,
I want to hear those stories, please.
Lay them on us.
Send them in.
And I love the one about the boy who wouldn't kiss his girlfriend because he's allergic to eggs and stuff, but she didn't even eat any.
Yeah, I want that kind of stuff.
Or the girl that went on a date with a guy and he had kids.
Yeah.
That's
a sticky pyramid. Date minus the pudding.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a sticky situation.
There have been so many good ones.
Yeah, there have.
Maybe we should host, like, an AA Awards show. So when we reach a certain number.
You know, like, when they have a TV show and people get voted out and at the end they have a reunion and they, like, review everything. We could do that, like, a highlights. Maybe that could be on the 50th episode.
Yeah, true. We'll play with that idea. Anyway, shall we move on?
Yes.
Shit we don't understand.
Shit we don't understand.
What are you guessing today, Abby?
I am guessing how an aircon works.
Yes.
Sent in by Steve-O.
Hey, Steve-O.
Hey. So how does an air conditioner work?
I need to Google it because I don't actually know.
Cool.
How does an aircon work for dummies?
Thanks.
No, for me. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean that. Okay, that makes sense. Okay. So to help you a little bit, it'll be easier if you guess how it makes the air colder.
Okay.
Specifically, rather than...
Specifically.
Yeah.
Okay, guess number one.
Guess number one.
Okay, well, I got to do a little background research first. So, some air cons you have to shove the tube out the window.
Correct.
Yeah. Does that have something to do with it?
Well, it's just taking the air from outside.
Oh, that was my guess.
But then, like, how does it then make it cold, you know?
So, the way that it makes the air cold is that it takes in the air from the outside and, okay, you know how when you expel air from your body?
Yes.
Yeah. When you have your lips together and it's a small, tiny hole, it's cold. When you open it wide and breathe out, it's warm.
Correct.
So, there is a small... So, there's some fan thing happening in there to get the air in to, like, suction it in or, like, mm-hmm. a vacuum thing or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then... it just tapers down to really, really small, really, really small.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cold air comes out of that really, really small hole.
The part about the air being sucked in by a fan the same way that a vacuum cleaner works is correct. But that's the next part was not correct.
Oh, damn. Okay. So it gets sucked in by the vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
And then... maybe because there's like a fan and the fan's spinning really, really fast. And I can't imagine that fast spinning air is warm air. That's cold air. Am I onto it?
It's a clever guess, but that's not what it says right here.
Oh.
Maybe different air cons work different ways. I don't know. I'm just going off according to torispeakmechanical.com.
Okay. Oh, that sounds pretty reliable.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you give me a hint?
Okay. So the air's in there and then it comes out pretty quickly. So something happens to it. It goes somewhere.
Yeah, it cools down.
Yes. I can't really say without giving away. It
goes somewhere.
Flows through somehow and then gets pushed out and it's suddenly cold.
Flows through.
Well, it actually flows over something.
Ice?
Kind of.
Snow?
Not quite.
Water? Is there water in there?
And kind of fluid, yeah.
Fluid? Sleet?
No. Well, okay. Do you want to just tell you or do you want to have...
rain?
No.
Is there a lake in there?
Not quite. It doesn't come in contact with the fluid, but the fluid's in there.
And I'm guessing what the fluid is?
No, the fluid's in something that the air runs over.
The fluid is in a like a jail cell, like an aluminium cell thing.
Not quite. Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
You're so close. There's a set of pipes with cold fluid in it.
What's the fluid?
Like in the...
dry ice.
It would be something like that. I don't know. It says the air flows over a set of pipes called chiller pipes, which contain a cold fluid. As the hot air flows over the pipes, the fluid becomes hotter while the air becomes colder. So it's like...
so you'd have to change the fluid, would you? Or would when you turn the aircon off, the fluid cools back down?
It must cool itself, I guess. I'm imagining like a line of Zupa Dupas and the air runs over the Zupa Dupas and that's what makes it cold.
What about hot? Okay.
I
no, because hot, you can have gas heaters and then fan heaters.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Just have to be something to do with that. Yeah. Anyway, so apparently that's the answer according to torispeakmechanical.com.
I don't like that answer. They should come up with a new one.
There's probably other ways.
Like, or they should come up with a new way of how it works.
Yeah. I'm sure there's like plenty of different models, you know.
That yeah. Might be all of them. That's kind of, I don't like that answer.
Nah.
Would you have known that?
No.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't have even had a guess at anything.
No.
Okay. Question of the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. So the question today. If we always talk about dying in the question of the podcast. That's
yeah, but like dark. Hypothetically when you kick the bucket.
Um, Say you were dying tomorrow, Abby, and you knew that you were dying tomorrow. What would your last meal on earth be?
My last meal. Yeah. Okay, can we have some ground rules?
Yeah. I think we need to pick an entree, a drink, a main and a dessert.
I was going to say, do I know how I'm dying?
Oh, doesn't matter.
Because I feel like that will affect my meal I choose.
What do you mean?
What if I'm dying from a snowstorm? I'd want something warm in me. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, you can choose whatever parameters for death you like, I guess.
Okay. No, do I know? That's the question. No, don't know.
No, you have no idea. You just know, okay, I've got half an hour. I've got to stop
food. And now say what you said, because I was thinking of my question when you were saying that.
So you can pick an entree?
Yes.
A drink?
Yes.
A main meal?
Yes.
And dessert.
So I'm having a feast for a king before I'm dying from an avalanche.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Let's do like 1-1-1-1-1. Like entree, main.
Okay. Cool. I think I've got all of mine sorted. So
I have none. So you're going to inspire me. Go, girl. Okay.
My entree is, there's this Japanese restaurant on the Gold Coast, and it's my favorite place in the whole entire world. It's called Cha Cha's, and they have these things called, they're called fish cakes, but they're not really fish. I think it's octopus or something. I don't really know, but it's my favorite thing ever. So that's my entree, a serve of fish cakes from Cha Cha's in Broadbeach.
Okay. My entree is specifically these curry puffs from Golden Lotus, that restaurant in Newtown.
Yeah, yum. Okay.
They're lovely. The best. Like, I don't like curry puffs. Mm. I don't. But these are, like, amazing.
Mm.
They're my entree.
Okay, drink.
We can mix cuisines.
Oh, yeah. I've got things from all over the globe. Okay, when I first thought of a drink, I thought, yeah, whatever, I'm dying anyway. When I think it was Yasmin's birthday last year, maybe, we went to Newtown Hotel and I had this butterscotch espresso martini and it was delicious. And I feel like if I'm about to die, I want to do it a little bit tipsy. So I think that would be my drink of choice.
Yeah, I was definitely thinking alcoholic.
Yeah.
I kind of want, though, like a frozen, not like a Slurpee, but like I want like a frozen cocktail-y sweet thing. Like I want it to taste like, have you ever had a porn star martini?
I have not, actually.
So good. I want it to taste like that, like fairy flossy, sweet, very alcoholic.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, slushy, okay. With the umbrella coming out of it.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah.
Okay, main meal?
Yes.
My main meal, no surprise to anyone, I'm sure, from Guzzies. Love Guzzies so much. The chicken burrito with brown rice and guac, and then I'd get a side of corn chips and guac.
Would you get a regular?
Oh, yeah, I'd get a big one. I don't care about being bloated.
Was that English?
Would you get a regular? Yeah.
It just sounded really weird in my head. I was like, oh, no, okay.
What would your main meal be?
I'm torn. This is the question. I'm really torn because I have like three meals that I go on rotate between like loving.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you can help me decide.
Okay.
First one. Kebab from Adam's Kebab.
Oh, Adam's is an exposure site.
I know. We were going to get it last night for dinner, me and Yaz, and we're like, we can't. There was a Rona there. Well,
they cleaned everything.
I know, but like, imagine getting Corona from a kebab. Like,
Well, I mean, I suppose there's worse ways to do it.
True. So kebab, falafel kebab with the lot and sweet chili and garlic sauce.
No, I feel like.
And a side of chips and maybe a gosselin. I want that.
Yeah.
Other meal would be laksa.
Mm-hmm.
Tofu veggie laksa from Thai Thai.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. Third one would be margarita pizza with garlic bread.
Garlic bread.
So I really can't. Can you help me narrow it down?
Adam's Kebab, pizza, or laksa. Well, you've just had curry puffs and a fruity frozen cocktail.
Luxa would go down a treat on that.
I think so too, because also you've got dessert, so you don't want anything too heavy. You know what I mean? You want to be able to fit your dessert in.
Mm. I'm going laksa.
Okay. Yeah. Lovely.
Yeah. But a massive fat bowl of it. None of this like little glass noodle pussyfoot. No. Fat bowl.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah.
Dessert.
Dessert. Oh, gosh. Okay. My dessert would be a whole pint of the non-dairy Ben and Jerry's. The choc chip cookie dough one is my favorite. Oh. With a side of, I'm going to add it now. They're going to be sold out. But the best thing in the world. I've gotten the girls onto it too. Well, yeah, it's more than Abby. But anyway. Woolies does these milk chocolate almonds and they're like $2 a bag and they're so good. It hurts me. So them in a little bowl warmed up a little bit in the microwave and a whole pint of non-dairy choc chip cookie dough Ben & Jerry's.
Yeah, I agree with the Ben & Jerry's except I'm going with the Netflix and chilled one. Oh, so good. But like a whole, not just like the little Ben & Jerry's one.
No.
Like I want one as big as this keg.
Oh yeah, cool. Yeah. Good.
And I want it next to... I love, and you know what? I can't remember the last time I had it.
Mm.
Okay. I love peanut butter cups. Like they are my like guilty pleasure. I think the reason I haven't had it is because once I have them, I can't stop. Yeah. And so I would have just a mountain of those.
Yum.
I've had from Max Brenner's, they have that in a drink, a milkshake. It's incredible.
I'm so hungry now. We're going to have to go so I can have lunch.
Now I want to have that feast.
Yeah. I feel like Guzzies. I really miss Guzzies in this lockdown, guys. Mm. There's no Guzzies near us, really.
No.
Definitely not within our 10K bubble, which really just hurts
my
feelings.
It is essential, though.
True. True.
Girls got to eat.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Go take the good with the bad. I really want to have that meal right now, but I know what's coming tomorrow.
What do you mean?
We're dying.
Oh, if you eat all that, then you'll die. Okay. Well, that's dark.
Okay. Here's a question. Two outcomes. What if you had to, you got that, the best feast in the world, and then you had to die the next day? Like that's your last meal. Or you don't ever, or you can't have that.
Ever for the rest of your life and you won't. Yeah. I'm going to die anyway. I can't live without Guzzies. I would eat it and I'd die the next day.
I would sacrifice my own life.
For Guzzies.
Guzmani Gomez. Guzmani, whatever you call it.
And at least I'd die happy. You know what I mean? With a full belly.
Yeah.
I had an excellent
last you could just die in a food coma.
Yeah, exactly. No, I would rather die than never eat Guzzies again.
Yeah.
And that may sound dramatic, but then you don't know me well enough to know how I feel about those two men, Guzman and Egomez.
Egomez.
Anyway, what would you do?
I'd have to eat it and then pass. You know?
No hesitation. You hesitated a bit, but
no, because I was thinking about it and I was thinking how yummy it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could never have Netflix and chilled Ben and Jerry's ever
again.
Don't
tell me that.
See, it hurts.
I ran out.
Oh, yeah, I'm all out too, and they're expensive everywhere again.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that's just about all we have today. So thank you so much for your time.
We're going to go enjoy that feast.
Yeah, I'm going to have lunch. I'm so hungry.
Me too. We love you all. Please get us in the top 25 of the charts on Spotify.
Yeah.
We don't want any of this 26 bullshit. We want the 25 spot.
And top 100 for overall podcasts in Australia. Would
get us there. We know you can do it. We know you can. But yeah, we love you guys so much.
Send in your hilarious sticky dates. If you need advice, send it in. If you feel like having a chat, it's more Abby, so I'm just laying everything
my
on
head.
Her.
But rumbling. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
If you're listening, go on YouTube, subscribe. If you're watching, go on Apple Podcasts, subscribe. Mm-hmm. Leave us a review, 5-star rating and a review.
Mm-hmm.
And... look out for some really exciting things coming your way. And we love you all. And stay safe if you're in Sydney.
Stay safe and stay sexy.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
I like that. It's like Anchorman. You know how he's like, stay classy, Sandy.
Yeah.
Stay safe and stay sexy.
Exactly right. I like that too. Goodbye. Yeah.
Bye. You! Welcome to my...
F***ed up home. I'm Lou Shorty. These my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics. Let's go.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.